we'll begin today with the fourth reading. And this is about the fourth reading. This is about the original GPS, the God positioning system. It used to guide the Jewish people in their sojourns. Uviyeim hokim es ha-mishkan. On the day that the Mishkan was established. Chapter 9, verse 15. Kisa ha'onon es ha-mishkan. The cloud, which represented the proverbial presence of God, covered the Mishkan. Le'oyalo ha'edus, to the tent of the testimony. Uva erev, and in the evening, yihyeh al ha-mishkan. There was on that sanctuary, on that tabernacle, kemare esh, that which had the appearance of fire. And it was so, ad boker, until morning. There is much to understand about this pasuk. Let's start with Rashi. Pasuk Tezvav, the 15th verse of the 9th chapter, Hamishkan le'oyel ha'edus. The sanctuary, the tabernacle, for the tent of testimony. So Rashi tells us that the word le'oyel does not refer to the cloud. It's not saying that the cloud was as a tent, but rather it speaks of Hamishkan, the tabernacle, ha'osoy li'yos oyel, that was made to serve as an enclosure for luchas ha'edus, for the tablets. For that was called the Decalogue, the Aseret HaDibrot, those two tablets, the Mishkan was made for the Eidos. It enclosed, it entombed the Eidos, the Luchot. And so we say, Yihye al HaMishkan, K'moy Rashi says, Hoyve al HaMishkan. It was continuously so. It will be, dynamic. V'chein l'shein kol ha-parsha. Everything here in this parsha will be dynamic. It's not speaking about it will be on, but it is ongoing. This is what's ongoing. This is what's happening. So to better understand the words of Rashi and why Rashi makes this comment, we have to understand what role does the Luchot play here? How did the Luchot play a role? And here we see something very interesting. There's a question, first of all, which cloud is this? According to the Medrash Lamdeinu, the cloud is the same cloud that was there in Har Sinai. That was the presence of God coming to Jewish people initially. Here when the Jewish people built a Mishkan, the presence of Hashem returns. So when the presence of Hashem returns, it now nestles on the Mishkan. What was given on Har Sinai? The Torah. What did Moshe Rabbeinu actually come back with? Aseret HaDibrot, with the tablets. So the tablets that Moshe Rabbeinu received on Har Sinai, that was initially covered with this cloud, now that cloud returned, and it was somehow connected to the tablets. So this is like, you know, you have your GPS device in your car, you have the satellite on high, this is like the satellite and the device. This is the device that brings the tent, that brings the cloud, pardon me, the cloud device, the original iCloud was the Luchot. So that was the oil, that was the enclosure, that was what nestled, what hugged the actual Mishkan. When did this happen? So Reb Sadia Gaon says that it says over here, Miyoim. Miyoim Hakim means from the day that the Mishkan was established, which means, of course, on the eighth day when the Shekhinah came down. What exactly did the cloud cover? So Ramban says it only covered the actual enclosure, not the whole scrimmage, not the whole area of what we call Kalei HaChatzer, of the broader and the bigger courtyard, but only the area which was an enclosure covered over with skins and with various draperies, that enclosure that covered the Luchot, that housed the Aseret HaDibrot, the tablets, that's where the Shekhinah was. According to the Bayer Sada, it was only on the back of it, on the back third, where the actual Luchot were, that's where there was a cloud. But it didn't cover the entirety of the Mishkan, only the Kodesh HaKadosh. So we say that this was the case continuously. And then we say, Uva erev yela mishkan esh ad baiker. There was a fire till morning. So why was this necessary? So Abarbanel says, had there been a cloud at night, it would barely have been noticed. And he said they would live in shrouded in darkness. And over here, the camp of Israel was always lit up. V'chei kein yiyye tamid, says Pasuk Tazayin, so it will be always. Ha'anon yechasenu, the cloud covers it. Umare eish loylo, and the appearance of fire is there at night. So Pasuk Tazayin tells us, this was not only the case, uviyem hokim es hamishkan, as Reb Sadia says, but from the day, or on the day, that the Jewish people finally brought the Karbanot, that the Mishkan finally went live, that the Shekhinah was actualized, that it came in the form of the cloud. But the Pasuk now is telling us, Kein Yetamid, wasn't only the first day, it was always like this. And so it was also continuously during their journeys. The Medrash Lekach Tov says, Afilu b'shas masois, even at the time of the journey. What does that mean, the time of the journey? That means, the Mefarshim say that the cloud hovered above the area of the Aron. So the Aron was being carried by the Levites, and there was no enclosure. And when the Aron, wherever the Aron was, the cloud was above it. The cloud was always tethered, the Shekhinah was always tethered to the actual Aron that contained the Luchot. And that's why we call it, that's why it's referred to as Ubayim Hakim, as HaMishkan Kisa Aron, as Mishkan La'oyel Ha'edos, the Mishkan which served as an enclosure of the Edos. This is all about the Aseret HaDibrot, because the Aseret HaDibrot contained the essence of the Torah, and that was what actualized Hashem's presence with us at all times. Well, when there was no tent, because they were traveling, it always remained connected to the ark that was being carried. So that's like it was remained tethered. Today with technology, it's not so hard to imagine. You can imagine what all this looked like. And this is how it went. And so, Ulafi Heola Isa'onon, verse 17, when the cloud would lift me al ha'il from that enclosure. Ve'acharechein, and afterwards, Yisu b'nei Yisrael, the Jewish people would travel. And in the place where they would camp, Sham Ha'anan Sham, the cloud was there. And so Ha'anan, the cloud would be there. And Sham Yachnu B'nai Yisrael, that's where the Jewish people encamped. So verse 17 is telling us, Ve'ha'oles, Rashi says, He'oles Targume means Istalakos, when it lifted. As it's written, V'chein, we see similarly a little bit later in a few psukim, it says, Na Le'ha'anan, the Anan lifted off. So when it lifted off, it didn't disappear, it just lifted up. Rashi says, Le'yitachin lichtev, it could not have written, Ulafi olois, from the rising, or va'ole ha'anon, she'ein zelos en siluk, ela tzimuach va'aliyah. Because olois would mean it would go up, disappear. But it didn't go up and disappear. It would simply lift. It would still hover. It would simply lift off, lift up. And we have this idea, like was it tzimuach va'aliyah, as if it grew and lifted. These are the words of the lad who Eliyahu Hanavi sent him to see. If Eliyahu would promise it's going to be rain, he said, I would like to see, I want to know, is there already rain clouds gathering? So he says, I see a small cloud, like a palm of a hand, that it's growing, it's burgeoning. So we see that this is not in the manner that when Eliyahu HaNavi saw that cloud that was lifting, but rather here, the cloud didn't disappear. Instead, the cloud simply hovered, moved above. Verse 18 tells us, Al-Pi Hashem Yisu B'nei Yisrael, it was by the mouth of God. Obviously, a euphemism is no mouth there, but just like we say, creation is brought into existence through the speech of God. So euphemistically, it was by God's design, Yisu B'nei Yisrael, and the Torah emphasizes, Al-Pi Hashem Yachanu, and by the mouth or instruction of God, they camped. Kol yemei asher yishken ha'anon al hamishkan yachanu. All the days that the cloud continue to hover or to hug the Mishkan, they camped. And then what would happen? And then when the cloud would lift, then the people would know it's time to move onto the next encampment. Very interestingly, there's an emphasis that says after then they would go. So Abar Benel says, well, it wasn't immediate. Then they would know they're going to go. We know that it happened through Moshe. Moshe had to sound the trumpets. Moshe had to send the message. So yes, that would be the sign that they were going, but it wasn't actually when they went. They had to wait to get the command. And then in the place where the Mishkan, with the cloud would stop, the Jewish people would stop. Why does the Torah have to tell it to us? It's almost redundant. It seems to be saying the same thing twice. So the Sepharno says, this comes to teach you the virtue, the merit of Bnei Yisrael, that sometimes the cloud would stop in a place of howling emptiness, a place that's called Makom Tohu Yoylel Yeshimun, shrieking emptiness. Mamasha, a desert within a desert. Such a barren place. They didn't ask any questions. Now the Rambam says something very interesting. In Merid Nevuchim says, the Rambam says that the idea here was, the message to us is, that even when the Jewish people seem to be traveling haphazardly, for example, in one place they spent 18 years. In another place they spent one day. So they said, this is crazy. This doesn't make any sense. We're going in circles. And they weren't getting anywhere. So our GPS is broken, they might say. Just like the Egyptians said, Nevuchim heim ba'aretz. They're going in circles. That's when we first follow the cloud. They don't know where they're going. They have no clue what's up. And so we're told that the Jewish people didn't ask questions. The Rambam says this was an extraordinary declaration of faith on behalf of the Jewish people. They simply followed and did what the Rabbeinu Shlom told them to do with absolute Kabbalah, with absolute obedience. If the cloud lifted, they would go. If the cloud stayed, they would stay. Didn't make sense. That's how it was. No questions asked. It's interesting that the Rambam says in Halacha that here we see Ubayim Hakim Es HaMishkan, by the day, in the day they put up the Mishkan. The Rambam says from here we learn that Ubayim Mekimim Veloy Balayla, that the Mishkan or the Beis HaMikdash has to be built during the day and it cannot be built at night. And so they would toil on the Beis HaMikdash from daybreak, from Alois HaShachar, all the way until Tseis HaKechavim, until the stars came out, but at night no work was done. Because the Mishkan's idea is about bringing light into the world, not in a time of darkness. But in the original Mishkan, even at night, there was light. And that's because the cloud had the appearance of fire. So what lesson can we learn from this in our own lives? It's very nice. Once upon a time, the Jewish people were led by God. All right, they didn't ask any questions. They followed HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Very nice. But how does that teach us about going through the travails, the trials, the difficulties, the bumps and the hiccups in the road in today's day and age? So here is a beautiful, pithy teaching from the Rebbe. The year was 1987. And the Rebbe was speaking on Parshas Baal Yisroel. And he said, in the Parsha, it's written, Al Pi Hashem Yisu, by the mouth of God, or by instruction of Hashem, Yisu. Yisu means, comes from the word Nasir, they traveled. And it says, Al Pi Hashem, by the instruction of Hashem, Yachanu, they camped. Said the Rebbe, that all of this can and should be interpreted in the syntax of Avodas Hashem. What is the Rabbeinu Shalom telling us? Al pi Hashem Yisu Bnei Yisrael. When it says that everything was done, meaning all the journeys, every time they journeyed, that was done Al pi Hashem, it means Kol Maso V'chol Tenua Shal Adam Yisrael. Every journey, in fact, every movement of a member of this nation has to be Al pi Hashem. You have to realize that everything that happens, that every step of the way, so to speak, is a chelek mishlichusoy shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu. There's a mission. God has given you a mission. Laseis mishkan u'migdash. Hashem has asked you to make the place you live in, the environment you inhabit, the surroundings that are yours, to make those into a mishkan, into a sanctuary, a migdash, a holy place that's dedicated to the presence of Hashem. Now you've come to a new place. You've never been here before. Excellent. What should you do? Al pi Hashem Yisu. You should know that you didn't get there by accident, but rather it's Al pi Hashem. And so, just as the Rambam says in Merid Nevuchim, that the great virtue of the Jewish people that's being conveyed to us within the framework of these verses is that no matter where they would end up, and no matter how haphazard the journey would seem, they didn't ask questions. They said, Al pi Hashem. We know it's by the mouth of God, so to speak. We see the cloud lifts. It must be. That's where Hashem wants us to be. At the same way, when life takes us in funny places, when we have unexpected twists on the road, we have unusual, so to speak, steps that are taken, how does a Yid have to live? A Yid has to live with the faith, Al pi Hashem Yisu. Like the Baal Shem Tov said, Me Hashem etzadik ever kinono, that a person's footsteps are made firm by HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And if a person is taken somewhere or is going somewhere or is compelled to be somewhere, he has to know this is Al Pi Hashem. And then what is the purpose? The purpose is to make a Mishkan. The purpose is create holiness. Make this place reflect the presence of the Creator. Now, a person might well think, that refers to movement, which of course is a sign of life. That refers to hiskadmus, progress, which is a human thing. Human beings like to achieve. We like to make a difference. We don't like to be in the same place. We want to know that something has been done. We like making check marks. Done. Accomplish this. Move on. What if I'm in a situation where I'm grinding water? I'm stuck. I'm parked. There's no movement. Whether you're in traffic or whether this is the time when you have to crash. I don't mean in your car, chas v'shalom. But ledugma's manashina. Person says, can't work anymore. Too tired. Got to hit the sack. I got to crash. So he says, well, and what happens then? I'll wake up in the morning. And then I'll fresh koyach. And then I'll start the journey all over again. And I'll know I'll pi asem yisua. Everywhere, everything that happens, wherever my footsteps take me, the God has taken me there. And I have a sacred duty and a mission and a purpose. Ah, but what about the time when I'm actually sleeping? You say, oh, that's eni mahava chelik mashlichus. That's not part of my mission. Hashem doesn't give me a mission. But this is not part of the mission that Hashem gave me. Wrong, says this pasuk to us. Zeu shemam shera kosov. This is the message that the verse continues with. Al pi Hashem yachanu. By the virtue of God's instructions, we camp. In other words, gam chanoya. Even camping. Staying put. Being in one place. Not experiencing any kind of movement or progress. Kishehi mizbatzas bizmano ubimkoyma. When it is appropriate, coordinated, it fits into the bigger picture of later progress and growth. It's miyuedes, it's time which is designated lahachlif koyach. You got to get new strength. The nature where Hashem created us, we're not like a bear that can hibernate for 6 months and then be awake for 6 months, but instead, on a daily basis, we have to crash, get new koyach, and then start all over again. So you have to know during that period of time, when you seem to have crashed, during that time when you're not actively doing anything, so that too, mahava chelik built in nifrad mehamas al pi Hashem. It's also part of the journey. It's not only when you're actually accomplishing something. It's even in the times when you think that you're stuck, you feel you're stagnating, you're in quicksand even. You don't feel like you're being able to move, you're getting dragged down, but this is the way you know Hashem has placed you here. So if it's where Hashem has placed you, if this is the place you have to, so to speak, occupy, then it's not only al pi Hashem yisu, it's not only when you surge forward in your growth in Yiddishkeit, it's not only when you experience accomplishment, achievement, and you go from strength to strength, but even when it's yachanu, even when you're stuck in one place, or even when you're taking a break, you have to know that that too is al pi Hashem. Va'af ba, and with that too, a person is mekayim. He fulfills as shlichas HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the mission that Almighty God has given him. And that is how the GPS of antiquity still works today. We may not see the cloud, but we have to live with faith. And we have to know that every place we're brought is a reason for it. And there's something that has to be accomplished there. And the question we have to ask ourselves is, what can I do now? And if you ask what you can do, and do what's possible, that's the shlichus that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives you. There's a letter from the Friedrich Rebbe to my great uncle, Olav Shalom Meisher Hecht. At the time, he was helping my great-grandfather, who was a furrier. And he was going around through the little villages, towns in New England. I guess he was doing sales. So the Friedrich Rebbe writes in this letter that every place a person goes is by divine design. He says you have to seek out your mission there. He says make sure you buy a drink, make a bracha out loud, and maybe somebody will see. And maybe somebody will be inspired and come home to do tshuva. And the Friedrich Rebbe writes in this letter that richly describes how he has to view this part of his life where he's temporarily out of yeshiva and he's not actively doing the shlichas of the Rebbe, he's not actively involved in education as he went on to build a school that still functions today. But when he wasn't actively involved, when he's just helping his father, because his father was sick with leukemia, so he was helping him get through some basic, you know, just to keep the business going, the Friedrich Rebbe said, there too, every place you go, there's a mission. And it's al pi Hashem Yisu, my friends. It's al pi Hashem Yachnu. You have to know that every detail in life is by dint of divine ordination. The only thing that the Eibush doesn't do for us is get the job done. He brings us there. He puts us there. Now we have the job of making a Mishkan or Migdash Le'izbarech, of turning that situation into a repository of holiness, a place that can house the presence of Hashem. And of course, our hope and prayer is that as we go through these last journeys, at the end of the Midbar, so to speak, at the end of the desert, the end of the wilderness, and we do our job, the Eibishter said, means first and foremost living with faith to know that wherever we go and even whenever we stop, it's all up to Hashem, and there's a reason for it. And then we do whatever is possible to bring about the Shekhinah, so that will accelerate and catalyze the process of redemption, the time in which the Eibishter will return to the Beis HaMikdash HaShlishi, the real Mishkan U'Mikdash, B'mheira U'Biyameinu. Amen.